Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2017. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length. We call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year this will happen on March the 20th at 10:29 in the morning. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 26th. Starting as always with the moon, full moon this month is on the 12th, with the new moon following on the 28th of the month. The moon is far from being a nighttime only object, but towards new phase it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so we'll be able to study it in daylight. Particularly on the 29th, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful one-day-old, very thin crescent. See if you can spot it. Now, libration is the term we give to the apparent wobbles that the moon appears to make in its orbit. This wobbling means that occasionally we can see parts of the edge of the moon that are normally hidden from us. Such an occasion happens this month when we are able to see a couple of lunar seas, the Humboldt Sea and the Margin Sea, on the eastern edge between the 5th and the 12th and the 23rd and 24th of the month. All of the major planets are putting on a show this month. Venus is an evening object in the west, just after sunset, especially towards the beginning of the month. Jupiter is quite well placed, fairly high up in the sky in the early morning, particularly later in the month. And don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes and even the great red spot on the surface. You'll probably need binoculars or a telescope for that. Saturn starts to make a better appearance this month. Unfortunately, the best time to see it is early in the morning around 5 a.m. Best seen at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Sagittarius, which will be in the south-southeast at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you see it close up. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be a good sight at the start of the month around 7 p.m. in the constellation of Pisces to the west-southwest. And Mercury is particularly good on the 19th at around 7 p.m. It will be about 6 degrees above the horizon in the west after sunset. And the following day, on the 20th, it will be very near to Venus. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13 constellations, that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates about the Sun. This month the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo and Virgo. Now, these may be found in that order from west through south to east. And the two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, which is bright red in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, and that's in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, and that's in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.